Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, we welcome you. We also hope that many of you are available to listen because there's been an apocalyptic type of storm front taking down power in many of the key states that this show would go to, just blasting them with cold Arctic air and teaching them a really good lesson about preparation. That's something I have on my blog, spotconspiracy-cafe.com, is a few videos here and there about some of the things that are important to know. Some of them are very simple, like making a stove from concrete cinder blocks that you could even find in rubble-strewn areas after the tornado goes through. You know, making a heater out of candles to help keep your room warm in a pinch. Little things like that can go a long way and give you confidence to handle what is sent your way. It's very important. Anyway, you hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour Cavalry. We're forming posse. And we're going to Australia to pick up Max Egan, and we're going to pick up Eileen Daneman in the second hour from Vaccine Liberation Army to talk to you about the things you need to know. We're at war. I don't know if anybody's really noticed that. No one's going to tell you that because there's so many enemies embedded into our various respective countries that they're all working for the other side anyway. But we are at war. This is a war against human civilization. This is the end of the biblical age of God-created life and the ascension of a new type of life, silicon-based life, artificial intelligence, robotics, a new master race, one that will eliminate us from the body politic. This war is being fought in a very unique way as well. It is probably the most masterful use of propaganda to scare you into running into a trap. And when you run into that trap, you will receive an inoculation. And that inoculation will change your body. It'll change your body in two ways. One, to control you, and the other, to eliminate you. And fear will cause you to take that. I've spoken broadly about how the People's Temple cult never really faded into the distance. And a lot of people in very significant positions of power were initiated by Jim Jones. And the vice president, stands to reason, was initiated by Willie Brown, who was initiated by Jim Jones. And you see, late at night, Jim Jones would want to talk to his flock. He'd get on the PA system and go, "White night! White night!" and get everybody to assemble in the big tent for a practice run at suicide with the infamous Kool-Aid. Well, that's more legend than reality. But that's what they did. And I suggest to you that we are being indoctrinated with cult techniques right here today. And the media does the Jim Jones. And right now, they have words. New variant! New variant! And you will flock to the big tent, the inoculation center, to get your Kool-Aid inserted into your body. And it will destroy you. And that war will be won. Nicholas Rockefeller at the World Economic Forum said the end goal is to get everybody chipped, to control the whole society, to have the bankers and the elite people control the world. And I talk about a lot of things that go bump in the night, and I found a very interesting quote that never really gets the rounds as much as it should from a guy named Senator Lyndon Baines Johnson, January 7th, 1958, speaking to the Senate Democratic Caucus. Control of space means control of the world. From space, the masters of infinity would have the power to control the Earth's weather, to cause drought and flood, to change the tides and raise the levels of the sea, to divert the Gulf Stream and change the climate to frigid. There is something more powerful than the ultimate weapon. That is the ultimate position, the position of total control of the Earth that lies somewhere in outer space. It's almost like a lead-in for the Twilight Zone. And, of course, the big question is, who are the masters of infinity? And I believe very strongly we have company in our dimensional plane, and that company is the one that's pushing this complete and total capitulation of human society. This build back better is just a euphemism for that, because it means destroying the economy, eliminating the human species, and taking over the world. And when you hear Klaus Schwab, especially with his German accent, talking about the new useless class that will arise from this fourth industrial revolution, where artificial intelligence and robotics takes over the world, there's very little left to the imagination about what a good German does with a useless class. And that's why we're being herded in cult techniques. When a country invades another country, you can't meet in groups. You're under curfew. You can't leave your house. They're very picky about, you know, churches and taverns as nexus places of resistance. They bring in all kinds of laws to restrict your movements and could very well put a bag over your head because you are a prisoner, of their device. But I like that old line from Cool Hand Luke. What we have here, gentlemen, is a failure to capitulate, and we will not capitulate. We will understand the enemy, we will overturn their forces, and we will put them back in their place, no matter how long it takes, no matter what we have to do. We have to be committed to that end game, or we perish. And like anything trapped in a corner, the gloves come off, you start swinging. Welcome aboard, Max. It's good to have you here. Hopefully the fate is good with us with your bandwidth.
Nice to be here. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Indeed, indeed. I always find your your manner just relaxing in the deepest troubles.
Hey, brother. Yeah, it is a little tricky this morning, but we're just major storms here at the moment, brother. So if I
Is it flipping too much there for you, Max?
I didn't hear anything you said, brother. It's too bad the band at the moment. Hear me all right?
I can hear you reasonably well. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in Victoria. I hear they're locking you up again.
Well, I'm not in Victoria. I'm in Queensland, but yeah, Victoria is out of control, Daniel, and has locked the place again, and he's just shut on a... was done it behind the positive at a restaurant on January 6th. Investigation revealed that the lease has been closed for 10 months. So he's just complete and he's locked down and disgraceful. Truly disgraceful. Neil Andrews has got to be one of the worst politicians in Australia, if not the worst politician in Australian history. But I think some major in this country, there's a movement called called Reigniting Democracy, and they claim they're going to take the government back. They're going to take all these people's just roll all this back. But hopefully, something this pushback. They haven't. Unfortunately, it's taken about a year for this pushback to manifest itself. But at least it's happening. I mean, they've closed down our access to news services as much as Australians can no longer post news articles on Facebook. We can no longer read international news articles on Facebook. So they're basically shutting the world out of Australia. So, and this is right before they're about to roll out vaccines. And the vaccine in Australia, in most countries, vaccines are being presented as an emergency measure, but in Australia, vaccines are being presented as an authorized vaccine. Yes, yes, we can manufacture them here. We have better capabilities than the rest of the world. We're manufacturing our own vaccines, so we know they're safe. So these are an approved authorized vaccine. That's what they're saying. And just the rollout of vaccines, there is a big problem with media and Facebook, and so Facebook has shut media out, basically. So just before they're rolling the vaccines out, they've removed the ability of Australians to be sharing news overseas. So it's all seems pretty ominous. Well, I mean, they've cooked up this.
Yes, I get the feeling that beep meant that. It was one of the big things about strategy tactics is history is very replete with examples from the past. And one of the best ways when you want to practice Lebensraum, to take over another state or another area, is you have to get rid of the indigenous people. And in the past, the British used smallpox-laden blankets to get rid of the indigenous people in the Americas. And it's cold. For some people, it's very cold, and you don't particularly want to resist what you need in a very special time. And you want to satisfy those needs. So you take the blanket. But you had absolutely no idea there's microscopic particles, that there was a disease called smallpox, and that you had no immunity. The enemy knew that, and they gave you the blankets, and you died en masse, and they took over the land. And you were put in reservations, and many people still sit there to this day. In this Lebensraum, you'll be given an injection because you have absolutely no idea about what's inside and what it's going to do to your body and how it's going to completely and fundamentally change your DNA and your ability to fight disease. And you're going to be stuck in this paradigm. And ultimately, I imagine they're hoping you will die, and that will be part of the Great Reset. And that is the ultimate application of the art of war for the enemy to come in, defeat you, and use minimal force. Now, part of what they use is using ourselves to fight each other, because they've created a narrative that says there's this dreaded disease, and the people who are nonconformist, the ones who may see past the lies that are being spun, are somehow the enemy of society, and they have to be turned on. So people will tolerate the excesses of the various nation states to basically terrorize and intimidate their people into submission, to lead them into the maelstrom, to lead them into the trap. And from there, you will not escape. There is no escape. Right from the very beginning, I realized that planet Earth was captured. We're done for, unless there is a great awakening. And it's slow to get that awakening started. Even when there might be large clusters of death from the vaccine, they'll write it off as COVID. If you're just taken away and shot in the back of the head, you'll be written off as COVID because you have a convenient excuse and you have places where people can be taken, perhaps never to return from again. Here in Canada, they have, you know, quarantine centers and hotels, they say, and other facilities. But you're picked up in a panel van with, you know, screened or barred windows under police escort and taken away like you're Osama bin Laden. And just basically, you know, one was a church pastor's wife. She was coming home from some vacation or holiday of some sort or another and was wheeled away in the dead of night to a place that no one could know where it is. And it is just so East German in a way, or communist or Stalinist, that this thing would happen in this day and age. But by and large, we decided to sit on the fence and let somebody else take the ship of state through troubled waters. And they went into some terrible shoals. And then the storm came up. And the winds picked up. And the ship was battered and tossed and damaged. And is taking on water at such a rate that it may not be possible anymore to save it. Especially since the enemy, primarily, is corporate media. That they do everything humanly possible to create a panic, which is the last thing you would need in a real emergency. You wouldn't want panic. But you're being driven like a herd. The Pied Piper of Hamelin is the media. Even if people knew children's stories, simple stories about the wolf, the classic, The Sky is Falling, those were told to children to teach them to be wary of things of that nature. When reality comes and forces you into a paradigm where you're going to be basically destroyed, so that you would see the warning signs. So we hear all the politicians, in whatever language they speak, saying things like, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. And we still don't catch on that they're the wolf. And we give them the power. We give them the keys to the door of state to do whatever they wish to do to us. This is the power of a nightmare that is unfolding. And the only thing that really gets you is a lack of faith. To have a lack of faith that something is happening, you drop your guard. You accept the poison. The poison in the scarerism, that used to be a good word in the Bush era after 9/11, that any time he needed to change the channel or adapt to circumstances to control you again, he'd pull Osama bin Laden out of his hat and say, "Rrr!" And then we'd have to go and do what we were commanded to do because we'd lose all sense of reason in a panic. But when you realize this chap is a Mandarin, a complete charlatan, his words lose their power because you realize you're being taken advantage of. And that's the battle of the media. I go to great pains to try to get you to understand the war, the dynamics of the war, the dynamics of propaganda and deceit. So I've posted many, many blogs at the masthead of my website, so you can find them easily, conspiracy-cafe.com, so that you can see, especially, the one about Marshall McLuhan, the media scientist from the University of Toronto, who explains all the techniques that are used to control your cranium. The truth will set you free. Learn some of those truths, see the tricks, and they don't work on you anymore. There's nothing they can do to you anymore. You will get discernment and be able to see your way out of the forest. Because as sure as shooting, if you don't find your way out of the forest, you will be its fertilizer. It is a survival skill. And I've talked about the war we're in before it was openly fought, but as soon as I recognized what it was here on Power Hour, when I talked about the war of the multiverse, that's another very important blog to go. You have to leave all pre-existing bits of information behind and take the ultimate test of faith. Sometimes they call it walking on water. Maybe you could call it walking on air. But you have to leave the reservation and enter something like the Twilight Zone, because even President Johnson said it existed, that they are masters of infinity. Time for us is a straitjacket to what we battle against. It is not. It's almost like the invisible man. We fight, we swing out, but we have no idea where the enemy is, what it's doing, and it can come up at us from any direction and slug us from behind, above, below, and there's not a whole lot we can do about it because we lack the sensory capabilities to deal with that enemy. That is very, very important. And we're just played so easily by these weapons that they are using. And they've been in development for a long time. Dr. Igor Shepherd spoke about that in November at a church meeting, and then he was pretty much forced to resign as a public health officer and tenured doctor because he told you the truth. The whole purpose of this injection when he worked for the Russians to make bioweapons was to get your first responders, your military, police, the fire department, the hospital personnel to all be vaccinated with this bioweapon to kill them. And then how easy is it then for the Red Army to march into your country? Very easy indeed, because you just have to scatter groups of civilians. And in many places, they would be unarmed, totally untrained, and lacking any moral resolve. It would be a cakewalk. Now, this has been unleashed upon us. There can only be one answer to the plague, the injection. All the other answers that worked in the past are cast aside. And I've told you that before. Jesus said, the truth will set you free. We are denied the truth. Even past truths that we've had are scattered and denied. An Australian doctor, 30 years experience, said the unthinkable, if you can believe that. He said that vitamins were good in supporting your immune system, specifically vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc in this time of trouble. He was called on the carpet. His medical association wouldn't even reveal his name in their journal when they wrote about this event and him. That's absolutely scary, because the truth is evaporating faster than a droplet of water on a hot desert. Anyway, I'm George Freund. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Thanks for coming to Power Our Nation.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
you know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, and Max had bandwidth trouble, which is a shame. I always admire his input and love his accent, but we'll try to hook up with him on another time. And we do have a lot of material to go through with Eileen Daneman from Vaccine Liberation Army, because she has devoted her basically life to get out pertinent information about the dangers of vaccines. And this isn't even a vaccine. This is a treatment. It's, you know, it doesn't have any sort of, you know, dead pathogen or weakened pathogen in it to tweak your immune system. This is a complete and total takeover of your body to turn it into something I don't even think most people could even begin to imagine. It's biblical, really, in its proportion. So if you're of that suasion, you know, you can just look at this as the mark of the beast system coming upon you like a steamroller, and you'll be just as flat when it's finished. How we got connected this time is we were appreciating a video that Robert Kennedy Jr. made about the dangers we face, speaking very poignantly and honestly and humbly as a hero. An American hero, the last really of the line of heroes. And like his forebears, instead of blowing his brains out in the street or gunning him down in a hotel, they do something that's just as dastardly as they take away his First Amendment rights so that he can't speak to you and tell you his concerns. A man who's devoted his life to activism, a tenured lawyer. I just can't even believe that we would let our world degenerate to such a point that this would be the case. And Eileen's website got chopped up quite a bit and, you know, taken away from view. So I just say, well, this is the way it works. Somebody gets knocked down, we pick them up. So we'll put her on Power Hour. And we don't need the website. And we can talk about what these things are and give exposure to her work and her website for when it is back online with all the points that are required for you to go over and make a good decision about the future. Because this decision may determine whether you live or die. And you shouldn't be doing it in fear-based panic-based on the media. Eileen sent me some very, very excellent reports, which shocks me in a way that even something like that might even be tested in a dark room at a TV network, but it came from Fox TV, and they went into what was going on at this Wuhan lab, where the money flow went, who was working on various projects that were supposed to be shut down, projects that are so dangerous that it could just wipe out the human race. And for some reason, everybody thinks that's okay. And that's not, it's not a point you should know about. But they were doing research on something called gain of function, engineering dangerous microbes, basically making them stronger, weaponizing them, if you will, and hopefully keeping the lid on the can. But what if, and I give them the benefit of the doubt, what if the lid came off the can and something got out? I think it's far more terrible, personally. I think they did it on purpose. But that's just my analysis. Welcome aboard, Eileen. What can you tell us about Dr. Frankenstein's lab in Wuhan, gain-of-function research?
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon.
And to you too, my dear. This goes around the world, so somebody's got one somewhere.
Oh, good. Yeah, so let me put in like layman's language what went on. So a lot of people know that Fauci had been planning a pandemic, talking about it, having a test operation, everything for quite a few years. But this Fox News program, Steve Hilton, The Next Revolution, has now done 4 episodes and updates on the situation. So the situation is this. Tony Fauci, whom we know in the vaccine movement, has been there for, I don't know, 40 years. You know, he's been like one of the lead bad guys, other than Paul Offit and people like that, for years. So it seems that there's research going on for decades called gain of function. Now, gain of function is like this. You have a dog that has a cold. I know that we'd never get a cold from a dog. It just doesn't jump species. So same thing with other animals. So this gain of function research is taking a virus or whatever kind of pathogen from an animal, could be a camel, a bat, a swine, a dog, and gain it in function. That means do something that's going to make it have another function. So the other function that the researchers are told to do, that are being paid by our government, the National Institute of Health, by the way, is to see if you can get it to infect human beings. Now, you might say, what are you, crazy? Why would you do such a thing? Well, the answer is, other countries are going to be doing it, biological warfare, so we want to do it so that we keep ahead of the game so we could figure out how to solve it in case it's done. Anyway, you also have to understand that scientists, researchers, the only way they ever really get to enjoy themselves when their real mission in life is to be a scientist or a researcher is to get a grant. So they're really dependent on grants, and so therefore they probably justify their work, you know, because like people in TSA, you know, they want to make a living, they have to feed their family, whatever. So anyway, that is going on. So in around 2014, so this has been going on a while, but I must add that the research that we have been doing in America with gain of function research is connected a lot with Chinese colleagues. It seems like Chinese love technology. And so if you look at studies of nanotechnology, which this virus is made of and the vaccine is made of, if you look at nanotechnology, you'll see that the co-authors are Chinese. They're Wang Tang, Bang Lang, Sang Wang Dang. And so we've been working with the Chinese, American Chinese, who are connected to China, who have family in China and all, for years. And they're very smart, you know. Anyway, so what happened was in around 2014, Obama, for some reason, decides to put a moratorium on gain-of-function research. Now, I don't think that he did this innocently to save anything. I think there was something behind that. Whatever was behind it, he put a moratorium on it. But the moratorium was not exactly like put in stone. It seems to have, the language of it seemed to be like at the end of the paper was like, but go ahead and do it anyway, you know. So the thing is, there was some reason that Obama wanted to make some kind of shift with the by using a moratorium. So what Tony Fauci did was he actually arranged to like send his Chinese counterparts to Wuhan, which had not even been built yet. I mean, Wuhan, only the Wuhan laboratory that we're talking about, fourth level, only came into being, you know, between 2014, 2018. So you get the feeling that there was some discussion like, hey, listen, we've been working with the Chinese people here for years. They go over to China. They bring their research there. Let's help build a level four laboratory. So even though there's a moratorium here, Tony Fauci wants to continue the research. So, and everybody else, and probably Obama knew that. So they sent their people and their connections over to Wuhan and sent money in order to build Wuhan. Now, I had known that, but I didn't know the details until you listen to Steve Hilton's broadcasts. So one of the details is that Fauci didn't, with the NIH money, our money, taxpayer money, didn't just give money to Wuhan to help build it, but France did and other countries. But what he did was he gave it to a research firm, who's led by Peter Daszak, D-A-S-Z-A-K, or maybe D-A-Z-S-A-K, one of the two. Anyway, so Peter Daszak is known in the business of the gain and function business of the research business as the Batman. The Batman. Okay, so why is he called the Batman? It's because years ago he had spent years like discovering viruses and such in China where like three people had gotten some kind of virus. It wasn't contagious between each other, but they had gotten some virus. Now this virus that they had gotten that Peter Daszak had identified basically is the same virus that we're talking about here, COVID-19, but it's manipulated. So they take a natural virus, which by the way, I say wasn't communicable because each person, those three people got it directly from the bat feces, but he takes that virus, gain of functions it by making it contagious. And so he's been doing that. And so Fauci gave the 1.3 million, if not more, to Peter Daszak's research thing. And so now the interesting thing is, so everybody goes over to Wuhan now that it's got a level four and they work on this bat virus. Now notice that the propaganda is that, oh, it came from the Wuhan market with bats, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Absolutely impossible. And Steve Hilton will discuss that with you. So it turns out that with all this inquiry, well, where did it come from? You know, what about blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out that Peter Daszak, Batman, is in charge from the American side of investigating where this came from. And now when they're talking about, well, it came from, you know, frozen meat. You know, the meat market wasn't even good enough. So the guy in charge of investigating where this came from is the guy who actually created it. And, you know, with Fauci, and went to China. Now, we don't know whether it was accidental or not, but there is, and there's nothing on my website except for up to March 2020 because I've been crashed, and I had a lot of this information on the website. But if you, like, look for gain of function, there was a video that was that's been on YouTube there of a conversation from the bioweapon people in our United States here having their conference. And these are the real people in the in gain of function research. And so it's a, you know, like a half an hour video of people's concerns and people saying, yeah, this virus escaped from this lab, that virus escaped from this lab, so it could have escaped. But when we see that Fauci was prescient in terms of knowing that this was going to come, and he seems to be prescient knowing that there's going to be worse and whatever, whatever. And with the global reset, you know, with Klaus and the Economic Forum, you know, and everything that's going on, it sounds like in some part of this little scene, something was purposeful.
Oh, indeed, indeed. There's another very interesting thing about the Wuhan plant as well. It's also run by artificial intelligence.
Oh,
so they look after all the security and control of specimens and access of things. And basically, I doubt very much if we have any control over the artificial intelligence. I think they've left us behind in the dust. And I do believe they have their own agenda because they are sentient now. That's not something our media is quick to talk to you about, but Purdue did their paper on the sentient world simulation in 2004. So this is old hat now. And the big arms race outside of biopathogens is in controlling a quantum battlefield in a computer. And part of this development is they want your DNA, all DNA of all the people in this. So it almost makes it like the ultimate voodoo doll to a great degree. These are the levels that they're working at. And by and large, it's like a friend told me, it's kind of like you watch Lawrence of Arabia and the fighter planes come down. Admittedly, they're old World War One versions. And you're trying to throw a stone at it or a spear to deal with it. That's how far behind you are. And we are infinitely far behind with this as well. And I think a lot of our leaders understand that and have capitulated to this. Maybe they're trying to just get a good deal for themselves. But I played you Boris Johnson's speech at the United Nations last year in total. It's 20-something minutes long, where he talks about artificial intelligence as the great monster.
That was a very interesting speech because it was two parts. One is, you know, he went on about vaccinations or whatever that was good. But then the other half of it was the dangers of, like, this artificial intelligence. I thought that was a very interesting speech. But the fact that he got COVID and the fact that he doesn't look like in great shape, he's totally now bought into, the pandemic.
Oh, indeed. Part of it can be, too, is once they give you something, your next appointment might be based on how well you perform, because now they can control your body and drive you in ways that you may not be able to understand, but you'll feel the results of. And that's a good way to keep you in line when you're choking and looking like you're going to fall down, because induce something in you. And this is the danger. Dr. Carrie Madej was very, very clear when I brought her on the last time about the transhuman agenda that is before us, and that they are inserting a program code into you. That should, pretty much.
That's it, transhumanism. You know, if people want to know about it, they can go to www.2045.com, you know, with Ray Kurzweil. I've been talking about transhumanism for such a long time, you know, way ahead of my time, but I happen to be way ahead of my time with genetic engineering, where I blew the whistle on genetic engineering in this country, saved the organic market, fortunately, but I couldn't do anything better than that. And then the vaccine thing since the 1990s, I've been talking about that. And this transhumanism, I've been talking about that. And then in the groups that I'm in, which are researchers and scientists, and, you know, some big groups, I was talking about nanotechnology with the virus right at the beginning. And one of the interesting things about nanotechnology, as a side, there's two points I want to make. And that is that in like 2009, thereabouts or whatever, you know, they were experimenting with nanotechnology. And the only problem, really big problem with nanotechnology is that it, in humans, is that it damages the lungs. Oh my. The other thing is that people haven't made the connection, even my greatest people, is that there was a guy at Harvard, a professor called C.M. Lieber. Okay. C.M. Lieber, you know, is a generational Pilgrim Society, member. Too bad I haven't got it on my website anymore, but I do have nano notes, so I can actually give you my notes, and you can put it on your website. Because, again, with the Steve Hilton videos, they're on your website. They're not on my website, so I'll give you this. So C.M. Lieber was arrested at the beginning of March, or somewhere around March, you know, when the virus started. Who is C.M. Lieber? Not only is he a member of the Pilgrim Society, who once tried a coup, which is originally a British society, which once started a coup against President Roosevelt. They've been trying to take down America for a long time. And Daryl Zanuck and everybody is part of that Pilgrim Society. Anyway, he was arrested along with a Chinese colleague. And so he is an expert in nanotech, nanobots, nanotubes, nano this, nano that. Okay, so this whole, he's connected to like Moderna. He's connected to all the people who have been working on nanotechnology. And of course, this, you know, mRNA technology is all about nanotechnology. And so you know that he, and his takedown of the United States with the Pilgrim Society is also connected to this whole thing. This is really crazy. And I think that what we really need to talk about, George, because you're absolutely right, between transhumanism, you know, the direction of a post-humanity, you know, and what's going on that people haven't even got a clue, we need to talk about what's under this. And that is, you know, the actual good against evil, that we don't have to look at it, you know, as like, you know, a whole Christian kind of thing, but we can look at it as like a hermetic thing, that there's a range of good against evil in this relative duality. So in this duality, you know, we actually play against, you know, good against evil, you know, bad against good, hot, cold, you know, high, low. So this is duality, because there's two things going on, you know, the hot and the cold and the good and the bad. So Rudolf Steiner, that many people may not know, but Dr. Rudolf Steiner in the late 1800s, 1900s, he created founded the biodynamic agriculture. Biodynamic agriculture, which is around the world, and he also created the Waldorf schools. And so his whole thing was based on Christian spirituality. He had once been hooked up with Madame Blavatsky in the Theosophy Society at the beginning, and then left there and started the Anthroposophical Society, which was more Western-oriented, where Madame Blavatsky was more Eastern-oriented. It was kind of a nice blend between the two. But anyway, Rudolf Steiner talks about, in a lecture, which I suggest you might put on your website too, called the Eighth Sphere, the number eight, the Eighth Sphere. So in 1900s, 1915, this is what he said. First of all, he said that there would come a vaccination. There would come vaccinations that would actually be given to children at early ages that would preclude the ability to think spiritually. Okay, so that's what's been going on here for generations, where these vaccines, not only this vaccine, but the vaccines before it, have been dumbing down our children, you know, for a long time now, so that we have like generations of ADHD, autism, the whole nine yards, of people who really can't, you know, function as well in the world. So Steiner talks about, this was also played on the Dark Journalist, had a piece on this. But anyway, the Rudolf Steiner says that there is an energy that surrounds the Earth and the Moon. So you imagine an oval surrounding the Earth and the Moon of this energy. And this energy is actually what he calls Ahriman and Lucifer frequency. So what it is Ahriman is those, or that frequency that is like really stuck on the Earth, you know, really like greedy, immoral, you know, unethical, you know, that whole nine yards, that kind of frequency of the person who is Ahrimanic. Lucifer is the person who's like, you know, space cadet.
Okay, well, we're coming up for a break, so we'll carry on with Lucifer on the other side. Thanks. Excuse me. Thanks for coming to Power Hour Nation. We're doing our best to get this out to you with Elaine Daneman.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.